What is reputation management?
It's a process by which you, in advance, look at the things you're doing within your organization, personal and corporate. You analyze whether those things are within the mission that you're appointed to do, and then how you manage all the way through that process, making sure that you don't trip over potential landmines, public relations issues, just making mistakes that we all can tend to make. And if you manage that process, then you are prepared at the end of the day when inevitably minor and sometimes major mistakes occur, to be able to deal through those issues.
We're talking about an intangible asset here and a very vulnerable one.
In business, your word is your bond, but beyond that, the perception of your ability to give that word is even more important.
How does reputation management for an individual differ from reputation management for an organization or a company?
What I would tell you is that while they're intertwined, the dynamics are very much different. Leadership is critically important in organizational reputation management. The culture needs to be addressed. Ways that you look at things, ways that you analyze your procedures and your operations, how they deal with the public, how they deal with each other, how they deal internally with staff and employees and customers. On a personal basis, it's a very different dynamic, and that's as obvious as it can be. One person making the right decisions, knowing the difference between right and wrong, and often the two intersect when a lack of those values on the personal side seep into the culture of leadership into an individual's company or corporate responsibilities.
Entrepreneurs are willing to roll the dice with their reputation and their money, perhaps others' money as well, put it on the line in support of their idea or their enterprise. So is there tension between that risk and reputation?
Risk, entrepreneurism go hand in hand, but they don't have to be the kind of risk that would get one into trouble. Failure is not a terrible thing as an entrepreneur.
Does that discipline that you just cited, does that come from developing a pretty healthy level of self-awareness?
Any entrepreneur, frankly, had better know himself very well what your tolerance for risk is, what your tolerance for loss and failure could be. You have to be self-aware and self-analytical enough to know when you're at the end of a road and you have to, as they say in football, you have to drop back and punt.